Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Blessings and peace on your morning, your afternoon, your evening. This is the 16th installment from the book Wisdom for the Devoted, CD's new offering publication this year, 2014. And we're on page 114, and the few chapters, there's three chapters. It's a little bit of a shorter reading today. There's three chapters. This one, first one's called The Night Journey of the Prophet. The second one is called Reckoning for People is Soon Coming. The third one is The Coming of a Descendant of Hussein ibn Ali, Grandson of Muhammad, from the East. That's a longer one. Those are the chapters. We'll open with the invocation, opening to the prophetic light. Listen. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. لا circulation of whatever light is illuminating this time, washing through us, opening new doors and closing others, as we come into the adab of sitting with our guide and listening to his teachings. And we start on page 114 with the night journey of the prophet. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the compassionate, and praise be to Allah. May his peace and may his blessings be upon our master guide, the messenger of Allah, and upon his family, and upon his companions, upon the followers, and the diligent spiritual leaders, friends of Allah, the heirs of praiseworthy qualities, the ones who struggle for the sake of Allah, and the ones who walk according to the teachings of the Master of all messengers, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloveds, my brothers, my sisters, listen to what was the divine wedding of the Master of Existence, the Master of everything born and everything that gives birth. Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathered all the prophets to meet him on the night journey, the Isra, the night of his ascent, Miraj, when he was brought with Jibril on the winged steed from the inviolable place of prostration, the Masjid al-Haram, to the furthest place of prostration, the Masjid al-Aqsa, in Jerusalem, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could inform humanity, as well as the angels and all of his creatures, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the messenger sent to all of them, and that his message is to make them happy, and without that message there will be no happiness. It was to make it known that his true image and his very essence is the purifier, in which the meaning of the hadith al-Qudsi becomes apparent. And I am referring to the hadith in which our most beloved messenger narrated from his Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, I was a hidden treasure, and I loved to be known, so I created creatures, and by me they know me. Listen to his words, and remember when Allah took the covenant from the earlier prophets. He said, take from the book and the wisdom, and then there will come to you a messenger confirming that which is with you from my revelations. Believe in him, help him. He said, do you agree and will you take up my covenant? And they said, we agree. He said, then bear witness, and I am with you from among the witnesses. Quran 3:81. O Master of all free masters, you are my goal. By you, I abolish my sadness. I had no proof of my annihilation until I saw you. From me, by me, you stand. In a mosque, the furthest point, which is the dot of the Ba, the symbol of the house and the sanctuary. Your winged steed al-Barak is no more than a gamut by which the secret essence of existence is delightfully impregnated. When it ascended with its highest qualities, you became the circulating orbit since pre-eternity. Reciting with excellence the Book of Allah by your existence on the day of the gathering of all nations. By your true light, you disperse its secrets, and love will fuse by the scale of justice. O my guardian protector, your worshiper is your slave, guarded by your special care. O possessor of oneness and knowledge, the jewel of singularity and knowledge effused, permeating into multiplicity, manifesting its abundant blessings. My very existence sends its peace and blessings upon you, O my master guide. And the absoluteness of my annihilated existence is proof of my non-existence. You made me persist in existence without a trace of me remaining. O Muhammad, what I see of you is in my blood. This augments my honor and my pride. For I am about to grasp the chandelier. My entrance is in accordance with your call, O my worshippers, for you have made Ahmad a prophet for me. Reckoning for people is soon coming. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who faithfully believe, guard yourselves for Allah and look to what yourselves send before you for tomorrow. And guard yourselves for Allah. Truly Allah is aware of what you do. Quran 59:18. He also says, and turn to Allah in repentance, all of you, O believers, that you may be successful. Quran 24:31. Bring yourself to accountability before you will be brought to accountability. And weigh yourselves before you will be weighed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the time of their reckoning has drawn near for the people, even while they turn away, mindless. No new reminder comes to them from their Lord, save that they listen to it while they play. Quran 21:1-2. It is narrated in Hadith Qudsi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Isa, I shall send a nation after you such that when they are blessed with what they love, they praise Allah for it. And when something happens that they dislike, they will have faith in Allah, that it will count toward blessings for them, and they will persevere in patience without having knowledge or clemency. Isa asked, O Lord, how can this be? And Allah said, because I will provide for them from my clemency and from my knowledge. The coming of a descendant of Husayn ibn Ali, the grandson of Muhammad from the east. Abdullah ibn Amr narrated, a man will come from the east who is a descendant of al-Husayn. He will be guided to a mountain in Syria from which he will bring forth the volumes of the Torah with which to argue against the Jews. And from his hand, a group of them will become Muslim. Imam Muhyiddin ibn Arabi, the Gnostic friend of Allah, said, when the Jews and the Christians will unite and fly in iron attacking towers, and fire in the Gulf will have a blaze, and Hijaz is ruled by rough men, and in the war in the stars, all nations will perish with the oil of the Gulf, then Yajug and Majug delicately call. O bloody seas, bring your waves. And the one-eyed liar Dajjal says, come on, it's time to emerge. Abu Huraira reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the last hour will not come until fire comes out of the earth from Hijaz, which will illuminate the necks of the camels of Basra. Abu Huraira also narrated, he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also said, black flags will come from Khorasan. No power will be able to stop them, and they will finally reach Jerusalem, where they will erect their flags. Tirmidhi. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, wait for three eclipses, one in the east, one in the west, and one in the Arabian Peninsula. There will be no group saved except one, and everyone will think that he is the one to be saved. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also said, a call will come from the east, O people of the truth, unite, and a voice will come from out of the west, O people of the falsehood, unite. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, some people will come on the day of judgment, and their faith will be the object of admiration. It will be said to them, good news for you today, peace be upon you, be pleased, enter therein for eternity. The angels and the prophets and all people will marvel at Allah's love for them. The companions asked, who are they, O Messenger of Allah? He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, they are not from us or from you, but they will come after you and find the books suspended by people and the sunnah put to death. They will accept the book and the sunnah and will revive them and teach them to the people. For the sake of that, they will receive more oppression than what you have received. The faith of one of them is equivalent to the faith of 40 from among you, and a martyr from one of them is equivalent to 40 of your martyrs, because you find supporters for the truth, but they do not find any supporters for the truth. They will be surrounded by oppressors from all directions. And these people will be living in the area surrounding Bayt al-Maqdis until Allah grants them victory. And the honor of Islam will be restored by their hands. O Allah, grant them victory and make them my comrades by the fountain. Surely we help our messengers and those who believe during the life in this world and on the day when the witnesses will stand up. Quran 40:51. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, there will always be a group from my nation manifesting the truth, and none who disputes with them can harm them. And they will not bend until Allah grants them victory. The Prophet was asked, where will they be? He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, they will be found in Bayt al-Maqdis and its surroundings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you have been wounded, so be sure a similar wound has touched the unbelieving people. And if any of these days of ease and difficulty are apportioned between the people, this is so that Allah may know who believes and may take from you martyrs. And Allah does not love the oppressors of themselves and others. Quran 3:140. He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, do not be weak in confronting the people, Because if you are in pain, they too are suffering like you are suffering. But you hope from Allah what they do not hope. And Allah is all-knowing, and Allah is all-wise. And that brings us to page 120. Inshallah, the next installment will pick up at that place. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.